His yoke brings us rest while it simultaneously brings us greater life satisfaction and productivity than ever before. Trust is scary. There's a little verse in 1 Peter that messes with me every time I read it. You've probably heard it. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Another version refers to casting all your care upon him because he cares for you, the New King James Version. This verse doesn't just tell you to cast your cares upon God. It tells you why you can cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. I think this is the key to the whole process. You wouldn't put your trust in someone who doesn't have your best interest in mind. Trust is scary. Cast my cares on God, we think? Then what? Who's going to care about my cares if I don't care about them? Sure, God cares a little. It's his job. But does he care about what I care about? And does he care about it as much as I do? We have trouble trusting God to do a better job caring for us than we could for ourselves. After all, most of us have been let down by people more than once in our lives. We've learned to look out for number one. But God is not like us. He's not like the authority figures who have betrayed us. He's not like the friends who let us down. You can trust God because he cares for you. And if he cares for you, then he cares about what you care about even more than you do. He cares if the doctor's report comes back positive. He cares if the bills get paid. He cares if you've gone through a breakup. He cares if your marriage is on the rocks. He cares about the pornography addiction. He cares about the bankruptcy. He cares about the lawsuit. He cares that you didn't get the job you wanted. He cares about the fender bender, about the mortgage, about the bullying at school. God cares about it all because he cares about you. Are you convinced that God cares for you? Until you are convinced, you will never cast your cares on him. You will carry on alone, caring and carrying too much. God has been caring for you since the very beginning. How has God shown his care for you? Think about it for a moment. He cared for you when he knit you together in your mother's womb. He cared for you when he put a purpose and a destiny in you. He cared for you when he came to earth to redeem humanity. He cared for you when he showed himself the friend of sinners. He cared for you when he was accused falsely, tried unjustly, and sentenced to death. He cared for you when he was stripped naked so you could be clothed in righteousness. He cared for you when they put a cross on his back and marched him to Calvary Hill. He cared for you when they laid him on his back and drove 6-inch nails through his hands and feet. He cared for you when he looked out at the sea of people and said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." He cared for you when he bore your sin, the biggest and most impossible burden you could ever have. He cared for you when he was resurrected the third day, declaring to all humanity that this was the death of death. He cared for you when he promised to be with you until the end of time. I could go on forever because his care goes on forever. You will never find the end of it. His love won't run out. His affection knows no end. You can't exhaust his mercy, exasperate his patience, or escape his compassion. And because he cares for you, you can cast all your cares upon him. Cast your cares. Many of us have heard that we are supposed to cast our cares upon God. But we sometimes wonder if this verse really means what it says. Casting our worries on God sounds a bit like escapism, like denying reality. It sounds irresponsible. Some even think helping Jesus out is more spiritual than casting their cares on him. Letting Jesus carry the load, they think, is for the weak, the immature, the desperate. Somehow worrying and stressing out make them feel like they are carrying at least part of the load. Others assume Jesus only cares about big problems in life, and since he's running the universe, their daily doubts and petty problems aren't worth his time. But none of that is true. We don't need to do life in our own strength. We don't need to carry our share to help God out, to buck up and shut up and carry on alone. We are called and commanded to cast our cares on him. Casting takes effort, by the way.